together because we have Julie Walser in the studio. How are you, Julie?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Yeah. Hey, you guys are just did a presentation, or you're going to do a presentation on emerging technologies and battling fraud trends in consumer payments. So if you could just give us a quick summary on what this is, kind of a teaser. We don't want to give away everything. So.
Excellent. So we are going to talk about what are some of the issues that credit unions are facing now, battling fraud. Talk a little bit about kind of what the trends are, where things are seeing, how people are measuring their fraud trends against other things in the industry. And then I have a little part of the presentation that talks about some of the things that we've done at UW Credit Union to battle some of the card fraud.
Yeah, this is cool. This is cool because you're taking it from the credit union's perspective, which is always valued big time. So if you can, without divulging too much here, because this is a teaser, can you give us a couple of those examples possibly or some takeaways that
One of the things that we did is we created our own database to help monitor fraudulent transactions and transactions in general. So as far as takeaways, I would say it's kind of creating your own data and analyzing that data in order to figure out if there's some ways to prevent fraud or mitigate that fraud risk. Working with your vendors sometimes can do that if you can't do it on your own. And just trying to be on top of what the next new things are in fraud world.
What are the new things in fraud world?
Yeah, it's everything. Yeah. I mean, really, nothing. What we've seen is a little trend in account takeover, new application fraud, ATM fraud, gas station fraud, like counterfeit fraud in that way is still happening because ATMs and gas pumps aren't required to be EMV enabled until next year, until 2017. So
can't happen soon enough.
Yeah. Yeah. But other than that, there's also mobile deposit fraud. Counterfeit fraud isn't changing. Social engineering is going to continue, whether it's account takeover. Even with members, they've been getting, calls that it's Microsoft calling and then some people fall for that too and give away their credentials on their computers. So it's all over the place.
Julie, I want to go hide underneath a rock right now, all right? This is scary.
All good. It's all good. It's healthy paranoia is what you have to kind of keep in mind. It's all a balance.
Yeah, but with folks like you and other folks, I mean, really out there battling on the front lines, basically, so to speak, and you guys are doing a great job of keeping one step ahead, trying.
That's about all you can do.
What can we learn from all of this stuff? Is it just being consistent, being persistent on all these efforts keep them at bay?
Specifically in loss prevention, you really have to have dedicated staff sort of trying to watch the trends and try to mitigate those future risks. And for consumers, it's, if you're the customer, it's being on top of your account, monitoring that stuff, knowing what's too good to be true, what seems right, what's not. So it's member education too, I think is really key.
Big time. All right, last question for you. What keeps you up? What keeps you awake at night with this stuff? I mean, I can imagine you're tossing and turning. Like, how do we keep this stuff at bay?
Yeah, I think the thing with fraud is that the fraudsters are always going to try to find the path of least resistance. So it's really... Well, everything keeps me awake because it could be anything. I mean, you don't even know what's not coming or what's coming down the road. So, it's just trying to do our best to protect our customers and the credit union.
It was kind of like when EMV, when that deadline passed, all of a sudden now it's card not present.
Right.
Kind of raised it. It's these pendulum type things, it's crazy.
Right. And you just don't know until you kind of see it. I mean, you can forecast it a little, but you don't know until it hits you. So it's just having a great team. I have a great team and just trying to do our best.
All right. Well, that's all we ask. And I think you guys are doing a pretty darn good job doing your best. So keep up the good work.
Great.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank